Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Codename Blue Wren, the true story of America's most dangerous female spy and the sister she betrayed, by Jim Popkin. This is the author. A note before we begin. For notes on the text, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/codenameblueWren. To Zach, Phoebe, and Ben. Introduction. On a foggy Friday morning in Washington, D.C., Ana Montes began her morning routine with precision. She washed, neatly made her bed, and slipped on a sensible, sleeveless top in cornflower blue. The single 44-year-old government employee had carefully saved to buy her two-bedroom co-op apartment in D.C.'s well-to-do Cleveland Park neighborhood, thanks in part to a last-minute cash gift from her father, and her tidy home was decorated with mementos from her extensive travels abroad. The bookshelves were crammed with hundreds of books, grad school classics on Che Guevara and Karl Marx, paperback travel guides on the Caribbean, and nonfiction titles including Spy vs. Spy, Stalking Soviet Spies in America, and Your Memory, How It Works and How to Improve It. Ana took one last look in the mirror at her no-fuss hair, short with bangs and a part, and locked the door behind her. As she eased her red Toyota Echo into traffic, Ana had no idea it would be her last day of freedom for more than two decades, and no clue that she was being followed. On the half-hour drive to the headquarters of the Defense Intelligence Agency, or DIA, where she worked as a top analyst for the intelligence arm of the U.S. Department of Defense, unmarked cars tracked her every turn. Drivers operating in undercover teams from an FBI surveillance unit were keeping a close eye on Ana this momentous day, but always from a respectable distance. DIA headquarters at Bowling Air Force Base was alive with activity. Privately, Ana had always called her employer the, quote, war machine, and the moniker never fit more aptly. In the 10 days since bin Laden's terrorists had taken down the World Trade Center and dive-bombed the Pentagon with commercial planes, the entire U.S. military was girding for battle. The DIA was in overdrive, getting set to help launch Operation Enduring Freedom to destroy al-Qaeda training camps and hammer the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. For DIA's war planners, the task couldn't be more personal. Saudi-born terrorist Hani Hanjour had deliberately piloted American Airlines Flight 77 into the west wall of the Pentagon on September 11th, slamming into offices occupied by DIA staffers going about their morning routines. The resulting explosion killed seven DIA employees, all of whom worked for the agency's Office of the Comptroller. They were husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, all working as military accountants and budget managers. The 9/11 attacks marked the first time that DIA employees were killed in the line of duty in the United States and was the largest single loss of life in the history of the DIA. Amid the bustle that Friday morning, September 21, 2001, Ana eased through security and passed the armed military officers in the lobby. She settled into her sixth-floor cubicle, C6-146A. But she wouldn't be there long. A veritable squadron of FBI agents and twitchy DIA officers was hiding in nearby offices. They had even pre-positioned a nurse with an oxygen tank and CPR equipment as a precaution. For this was the day that Ana Montes, the Pentagon superstar analyst who had
Sample complete. Ready to continue?